I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
The Bible says Jesus wept. Oh, now you done went and did it, devil. You done made Jesus cry. He got mad, but he didn't cry for long. He wiped his tears and he said, show me where they laid him. See, okay, now this is the difference between y'all and a black church. Right there, black church would have ran around the whole building. Y'all missed it. So I'm gonna rewind and give y'all a chance to understand. When he said, show me where they laid him, it wasn't for him to pay his respects. It was for him to interrupt the funeral.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
Welcome to today's episode of John Gray's World. I want to start with a very simple message to you. It's not over. You need to let that sink in. I know you may be dealing with some very difficult things in your life right now. You're trying to see your way past them, but things look bleak. Be encouraged. Your right now is no match for the eternal power of God. I have some special things to share with you today. I need you to listen closely as we dig into the series, Do Over. It's never too late for a second chance. You're going to learn how not to be discouraged in the midst of the process as you walk out the promise. Take a look, call everybody, press the red DVR button. This word, this one is for you. If he said it here at the beginning, no matter what happens in the middle, what he said is gonna be there at the end. That's why he is the author and the finisher of my faith. So no matter the fact that he said this sickness will not end in death, he did not say death would not meet you in the middle. Sometimes something will die in your life and it looks like there's no hope. Sometimes brokenness will come, bad decisions, broken relationships, lost hopes, failed dreams. And Lazarus, of all people, he cried out. The name Lazarus in Hebrew means God is my help. Oh God, I need your help right now. I'm at the point of my need. I'm beyond the end of my rope. There is no more rope. What will you do? But I want you to understand, you've done all you can do in the natural. So Jesus has to show up and put his super on top of your natural. And this wasn't about Lazarus. Just like your situations aren't about you, it's about the people connected to you. You do know you're a walking billboard for the power of God. You do know that you are the greatest advertisement of the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. You do know that people are watching your life to see if you'll remain faithful through your trial. You do know that people are watching you. I know you're at home, but people are watching you on your job and watching you to see if you're gonna fight for that marriage. Are you gonna fight for your children? Are you gonna fight for your community? Are you gonna fight for the thing that God said to you? I know it's been years. I know it looks like it's over, but I hear God saying it's time to go ahead and dust off those dreams and revisit those hopes. It's time for you to awaken to the destiny of God. This thing ain't over. In fact, that's the name of this sermon. It's not over. And I need you to understand, if anybody looked like it was over, it was Lazarus. By the time Jesus strolls into town, the funeral was over. They had put the chicken away and the mashed potatoes, potato salad, the rolls, the red Kool-Aid was gone. They done took the funeral flags off the camels. Service was over. He wasn't fresh dead. He was dead dead. See, you gotta understand that Jesus was establishing his lordship over certain areas throughout his earthly ministry. Each time he did a miracle, it wasn't just for show. He was establishing authority over the enemy. I need you to understand, when Jesus came into the earth, as the fullness of our Father, he was taking authority one day at a time. That 3.5 years of ministry, he was doing something significant every day to move us back into our rightful place. He did what we could not. He got our authority back. He got our position back. He made us right with the Father. And so every time he came across another place of the enemy's attack, he would have to reintroduce himself. See, Jesus had a checklist. Sickness, check. Water to wine, check. Walk on the water, check. Fish lunch into a fish buffet, check. Leper to cleansed, check. Paralyzed to walking, check. Widow of Nain, son, check. He was fresh dead. So people watching like he was just in a coma or something. That wasn't even a real one. Little girl, dead, walked up to the room, took Peter, took John, check. But this one right here is different. He was in the ground, stinking, 4 days, wrapped up, mummified, just in the grave like Thriller. Thriller night. It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. You hear a cold hand. Jesus Christ, he really wants your heart. So close your eyes and realize this is not imagination. And all the while, the King of Kings, he wants your very life, your very life. His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ bled and died and rose just to give eternal life. His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ bled and died and rose to give you eternal life. Every now and then, God has to show up in a crazy way to thrill you, to let you know, I got all the power, not the devil. I'm the one in control, not the enemy. I've got keys to death, hell, and the grave. And so whatever you're going through, it has to bow down to my lordship. Can somebody give God a praise? Was awesome. That was totally not planned. So as Jesus was checking off his list, the things that the enemy thought he had control over, he was introducing himself to the enemy in every situation. Death meet life. Sin meet holiness. Disobedience meet perfect obedience. Law meet grace. Dead and buried, meet the walking resurrection. We interrupt this regularly scheduled Sunday morning service to bring you a special announcement. Apparently, Jesus is late to the funeral. Oh, what a shame, Bob. What is he gonna do? I don't know, Bill. It's an early morning and there's a lot of drama. If we can go to the replay, Mary shows up and here's Jesus is in town, but it says Martha went out to see him, but Mary stayed behind. Mary had an attitude. Anybody ever had an attitude because Jesus didn't show up when you needed him to? Only 3 of y'all, the rest of y'all telling the story. You ain't that perfect. Martha went out. She was like, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Mary was in the house like, I guess you want to show up now, huh? Food is put away. Go eat your manna or something. Find something else to eat. Can't believe you show up 4 days late. I know I pray. Hello. I know I sent the word. I know you got it. I know you got it, Jesus. I know you checked your cell phone. I know you got my text. Stop playing. Don't even act like that. You know, Mary was the black one. Martha was the white one. She was like, Jesus, I can't even believe it. You totally weren't there. It makes no sense. Oh my gosh. I'm so mad at you. You're naughty. You're a dirty birdie. Mary was like, whatever. Somebody just give God a praise if you feel the joy of the Lord rising up in you. Does anybody feel the joy of the Lord stirring in you? Jesus shows up. He shows up and he sees that the situation is even worse than he heard. Finally, Mary comes out of the house, but she left her attitude in the house. She approached Jesus with the proper posture. It says she fell at his feet. Said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. If you had just been here, I wouldn't have lost my marriage. If you had just been here, I wouldn't have had to file bankruptcy. If you had been here, I wouldn't have watched that dream float through my fingers. If you had been here, and you can insert whatever issue that you've had in your life. The Bible says that Jesus saw the tears of Mary and Martha and those who were with him, and it says he began to be troubled in his spirit. I want you to know that your pain affects heaven. I want you to know you have a God that is concerned about your every need, and I want you to know Jesus does care, and he loves you, and he's concerned with where you are right now, and he's so concerned that he's about to begin to move in resurrection power in your life. And it says Jesus looked around, and it said he got troubled in his spirit. That means something bothered him. He said, this can't be. I already said what it was going to be, but it doesn't look like what I said. So I guess I'm going to have to come behind that first declaration with another one. Every now and then, you got to confess again what God declared first. Stop being afraid to declare the promise of God over your life. Until your life looks like what he said, keep speaking it. Keep declaring it. Keep praying for it. Keep fighting for it. Live a holy life. Make sure you're in right alignment with the Father. But don't stop declaring out of your mouth the word of God. Jesus was so moved. The Bible says Jesus wept. Oh, now you done went and did it, devil. You done made Jesus cry. He got mad, but he didn't cry for long. He wiped his tears and he said, show me where they laid him. See, okay, now this is the difference between y'all and a black church. Right there, black church would have ran around the whole building. Y'all missed it. So I'm gonna rewind and give y'all a chance to understand. When he said, show me where they laid him, it wasn't for him to pay his respects. It was for him to interrupt the funeral. So let me rewind. And so Jesus wept, but he didn't cry for long. So he wiped his tears and he said, show me where they laid him. And Martha said, listen, I know he's going to rise up, because Jesus said he will rise up again. Martha said, I know he will rise on the last day of the resurrection. And Jesus made a stunning claim. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And those that live and believe in me will never die. Do you believe this? Show me where they laid him. He start walking towards an impossible situation. The funeral was over 4 days dead, wrapped up and stinking. And he said, roll the stone away. I missed somebody up in the balcony. You were supposed to catch this. See, when he rolls the stone away, that's him removing the scab of unbelief. That's him removing the bitterness of the past. God wants you to roll the stone away, the stone of unforgiveness, the stone of bitterness, the stone of broken dreams, the stone of lost hopes. Remove the stone of the place where you lost your faith. He says, roll the stone away. Why? Because whether you knew it or not, his word was inside of that tomb. Remember, he said what it was going to be. Before Lazarus died, this sickness will not end in death. That word was sitting in that tomb waiting for his body. And then when Jesus showed up, the second confession activated the first declaration. And so he said, Lazarus, come forth. And that's the power of my Jesus. He was in a graveyard. That That's why he had to say Lazarus by name. He's got so much power that if he had simply said, come forth, everything dead would have got up. Oh, you can stand for a second. What he said is what it's going to be. It's not over. I said, it's not over. And here comes Lazarus. And they say, get the grave clothes off of him. Get the dead stuff off of you. Get away from that dead praise, that dead faithlessness, and begin to give God a praise worthy of his love, worthy of his sacrifice, worthy of his investment. Said, loose him and let him go. I want you to know, God's about to loose your dream. He's about to loose that idea. He's about to unleash you on the world. You're about to be the ta-da of God. You're about to be the surprise of God. The who is he again? The where did she come from? And what's your credentials? My credentials is he qualified me. And whom God called, he also qualified. I didn't graduate from the best school. I don't have the best resume, but my father owns everything in here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As you're standing, I want you to prepare your mind for a miracle. So you got to get your mind, hold your prepared for a miracle. You can't just expect a miracle but don't have the right mindset. You've got to cast down the wrong imagination. You got to cast down bad thinking. If you don't believe God can do it, guess what? You just limited God. He's not limited. But if you limit him by your faith and by your confession, then that's what you'll have. But I want you to know, some of us want a miracle, but are you ready to receive it? What if Lazarus was your relative? And he was dead. You went to the funeral and he showed up at your house. Hey, quit playing, Lazarus, for real. Just stop, man. The story doesn't say if he was married or not, but I could tell if he was married, his wife probably just kept her eyes open all night. What? I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure you know, because 4 days ago you were snore or something. Let me know. I want you to know it's not over for you. It's not over for your dreams. This life is just long enough for you to do everything that he promised, everything that he seeded in you, everything that he's declared for you to do, and no one else can do it but you. So get to living and get to being the miracle that God has created for you to be. Exhaust every opportunity. Move in every place of potential. Know that Christ in you is the hope of glory. You can and you will succeed. You don't have a choice. Jesus has already declared what it's going to be. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Somebody give God a great praise. You know, Pastor, I cry a lot these days because God's been that good to me. This weekend, my first film, full-length feature film, made it to theaters all over the country. And tonight, the Lakewood Young Adults, we're gonna go storm the theaters and watch Unconditional. But it was 6 years of prayer before this past Friday, 6 years. But I never stopped believing God. And this ain't the biggest budget film in the world, but it's a seed. At least I believe God, and he did it. And if he can do it in me, I know he can do it in you. You've got limitless potential in Christ. Walk in your favor, walk in your relationship, walk in the declaration of your faith. I want you to know I'm a living witness. My wife and I are living witnesses that God will do so much with this little bit. Mustard seed faith will unlock the resources of heaven on your behalf. It's not over. It's just beginning. Let me pray for you. If you'd be kind enough to just bow your head, close your eyes. If you're in here and you're saying, I want to know this walking resurrection that you speak of that can resurrect lost hopes and lost dreams and broken lives. I need to know this Jesus for myself. I need to make him the Lord of my life. If that is you, would you be kind enough to lift your hand right now, wherever you are, saying, I'm giving my heart to Jesus. If that's you, I see hands. I see hands. I see hands. All the way in the top sections, I see hands. If you're here and you're saying, you know what, I used to walk with the Lord, I got off track, but now I want to reestablish my connection with the Father through his Son. I want to know how to access my dreams again. I want limitless potential found in Christ Jesus. You need to rededicate your life. If that's you this afternoon, why don't you just lift your hand right now, if that's you, saying, that's me. I'm gonna give my life. I'm gonna rededicate. Look at that. All those hands. Let's all pray this prayer together. Lord Jesus, it's me. And today, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, Jesus is Lord. Forgive me of my sins. Give me the deposit of the Holy Spirit so that I may serve you. Lord, you can have every area of my life. Change me, heal me, and restore me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to God. It's time for your do-over. No mistake or current situation is beyond God's ability to give you a second chance. People may give up on you, and they do all the time, but God never will. He still has some great things planned for your future. You couldn't sabotage it if you tried. You didn't call you, you didn't make you, so you can't disqualify you. Hallelujah. I want to share this revelation with you in my new three-part series, Do Over. It's never too late for a second chance. Your gift today helps TBN keep inspiring Christ-centered teaching on the air all around the world. And as a way of thanking you, just a simple thank you, we're gonna send you your own copy of Do Over today. Now, I want you to get into this so you can realize that the tougher the issue you're facing, the bigger the testimony you'll have. I need you to call or log on to the secure website to request yours today. Get this series, get this teaching. I believe it's going to revolutionize your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Guilt, shame, and negative consequences. Although these things inevitably result from sin, John Gray has wonderful news. Your mistakes are never too big for your merciful God. In fact, God wants you to know him as the God of the second chance. In his newest series, Do Over, It's Never Too Late for a Second Chance, John Gray reveals how your right now problem is no match for the forgiving power of our Father God. To help you experience a new beginning, TBN wants to send you your very own copy of Do Over, in appreciation for your gift of support.
It's never too late for God to renovate your entire life. He is a God of second, third, fourth, and eternal chances. So when you send in your gift of support to keep the message of grace broadcasting on the air, TBN is going to send the series to you as our thank you.
And for your most generous gift of $168 or more, we'll send you the complete 18-part drive-through history, the Gospels, on three DVDs and the hardcover book, Where Jesus Walked, a stunning collection of beautiful photography from Israel. With these eye-opening resources, you'll explore the Gospels and see Jesus in a fresh way as you gain new, historical insight into the people, places, and events that shaped our world. Thanks to faithful friends like you, TBN is helping people all around the world receive their own do-over as they hear the gospel. Call now or visit us securely online to share your gift and request your copy of John Gray's Do-Over or the complete bundle that includes Drive-Through History and the beautiful Where Jesus Walked book. It's never too late for a second chance. Call, click, or write today.
You know, one of the things I believe the Spirit of God is trying to minister is we have to be mindful that he has not forgotten us. So easy as believers, when things happen, to assume that God is either angry or he's displeased. But let me help you to understand, sometimes it's not his displeasure, it's his development. Just because you don't have instant relief from your current situation doesn't mean God has taken his eye off of you. How else can he get glory?
He needs mature believers to allow the process to work out, so those who are young in the faith or who don't believe at all will see that God can take you through something. We need some folk to get off the milk and get onto the meat. That's what we need. God is always aware, and He's walking you through whatever trial you're facing right now. He's never going to leave you. The process and the promise go hand in hand. I pray you're uplifted and strengthened in the power of the Lord, and I want you to keep tuning in so you can hear the conclusion of the matter in this do-over series. I felt like I did some good preaching. I'm just saying, you need to stay locked in because it's going to be life-changing. Don't forget to get your copy of the teaching so you can listen to it over and over again. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It really is your time for a new season. Thank you for tuning in today. I love y'all, and I'll see you soon. God bless. It's John Gray's World. Boom!